Welcome and thank you for joining us for this service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. This is from the May 19th, 2024 service at Plymouth, Pentecost Sunday. The sermon will be delivered by Pastor Peter Blank.
As we gather together in this place, let's strain our ears to hear the rush of wind and the crackle and pop of fire.
We listen to your call,
God of spirit and flame. We take our place in your unfolding creation. Rejoice, for God's spirit flows amongst us. Rejoice, for today the church embraces transformation.
In the midst of rebirth, we join our voices in praise.
Let us worship God.
Next is the hymn, Immortal, Invisible God, Only Wise. Spirit of the Living God.
Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh.
Came. They were all together in one place, and without warning, there was a sound like a strong wind, a gale force. No one could tell where it came from. It filled the whole building. Then, like wildfire, the Holy Spirit spread through their ranks, and they started speaking in a number of different languages as the Spirit prompted them. There were many Jews staying in Jerusalem just then, devout pilgrims from all over the world. And when they heard the sound, they came on the run. Then when they heard one after another, their own mother tongues being spoken, they were thunderstruck. They couldn't for the life of them figure out what was going on and kept saying, "Aren't these all Galileans? How come we're hearing them talk in our various mother tongues? Cappadocia, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, visitors from Mesopotamia, Judea, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, immigrants from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, even Cretans and Arabs. They're speaking our languages, describing God's mighty works." Their heads were spinning. They couldn't make head or tail of any of it. They talked back and forth, confused. "What's going on here?" Others joked, "They're drunk on cheap wine." That's when Peter stood up and, backed by the other 11, spoke out with utmost bold urgency. "Fellow Jews, all of you who are visiting Jerusalem, listen carefully and get this story straight. These people aren't drunk, as some of you suspect. They haven't had time to get drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. This is what the prophet Joel announced would happen. In the last days, God said, I will pour out my spirit of every kind of people. Your sons will prophesy, also your daughters. Young men will see visions, and old men will dream dreams. When the time comes, I'll pour out my spirit on those who serve me, men and both women, and they'll prophesy. I'll set wonders in the sky above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billowing smoke, the sun turning black and the moon blood red before the day of the Lord arrives, the day tremendous and marvelous. And whoever calls out for help to me, God will be saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Next is the hymn, This Is My Father's World.
Turn to Psalm 104, verses 24 through 34. O Lord, how magnificent are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, great and wide, creeping things innumerable all there, living things both small and great. There go the ships and the Leviathan that you formed to sport in it. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. And when you give to them, they gather it up. And when you open your hand, they are filled with good things. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works, who looks on the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing of the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Weeks ago, when we were traveling through 1 John, talking about the early church and what John, the writer of that epistle, was saying to the early church on how they could maintain and focus their attention and as well their faith. With this being Pentecost Sunday, we also continue our spotlight on the first church. And today, from our passage regarding Pentecost, spotlight on this first church, broken speech. When the automobile was invented in this country, Henry Ford said to all those wanting to buy a motorized vehicle, "You can have this fine automobile in any color as long as it's black." When McDonald's spread their restaurant chain around the world, it offered to all beef patties, special sauce, and a sesame seed bun, the Big Mac. That one hamburger fed the world. This year, when the Republicans and Democrats come together this fall for the presidential election, they will offer us one answer: two old men. We live in a time when never before has it been so easy to be in direct contact with people all over the globe. Uplinks, downlinks, email, teleconferences, internet, bulletin boards. We even have our meetings via Zoom. How convenient. That hour across the mountain and at our home is already away, erased. How convenient. This is the day we live in. These various electronic pit stops, and sometimes, yes, potholes too, when Zoom or other applications won't work. In many ways, we are celebrating the fact that we are a global village, very easily in touch, very easily knowing what's going on the other side of the globe, and yet we are more separated than ever before. In fact, while we are celebrating us being one globe, look at how we have broken into smaller and smaller bits and pieces. All I need to do is bring up one subject here in our midst, and I can divide the lot of you over for it and against it. All I need to do is talk about gun rights, and suddenly there's a line drawn, and we assemble on one side or the other. But I could choose many other types of situations. We are more divided than ever. And yet, in a world where we have single answers for the masses and division like never before, look what God does on the day of Pentecost. When Luke describes the moment when the Holy Spirit descends, he notes that divided tongues as of fire appeared, and that a tongue rested on each of them. There were 120 of them gathered in that upper room. Yes, a large room, large gathering place. But tongues came and individually rested over each one of them. The Holy Spirit didn't explode like some massive fireball rolling over and consuming everything that it touched. No, rather, the Holy Spirit very systematically broke apart. And one message was given in broken speech. Those who witnessed this phenomenon heard and testified that all these different languages that were being proclaimed, they were proclaiming the same message in deeds of power. But we were not fluent in this Pentecost thing. We are still broken people living in this broken world. We're bruised and battered people living in a bruised and battered world. And some of our wounds will never heal. Some of us will limp for a lifetime. But the very brokenness of our language is the mother tongue for others who will listen to us. Have you heard the phrase broken English? Did you know that broken English is an actual language? North Carolina judge Jesse Caldwell tells the story of a Vietnamese woman who was waiting her turn to be examined in a crowd of an emergency room, and she gradually became aware of the frustration that was going on because of non-conversation that was being attempted a few seats down from her. You see, an English-only speaking nurse was trying to ask a new patient some details on her illness. But the patient only spoke Spanish. The nurse did not. So the Vietnamese woman listened for a minute and then realized that while she did not speak Spanish, she did understand enough of the broken English of the Spanish speaker in bits and phrases that she could offer answers that the nurse was asking. In her own experience of broken English, she understood what she could do to communicate. So she offered to translate the broken English of the Spanish speaker as she talked to the nurse, was able to convey what the lady needed to answer. She was so successful in that, in her brokenness of their languages, that eventually this Vietnamese woman was hired by the hospital as kind of a generic translator for others who spoke broken English, but she could catch just enough of it to be able to communicate because of her broken English. The Holy Spirit speaks through broken people to a broken world. Using language, every broken heart can hear and understand. Let me advance this to hear. The Holy Spirit speaks through broken people to a broken world. Using language, every broken heart can understand. Why? Because we know what it's like to be broken by hatred. We can speak of the healing love of Christ's sacrifice. Why? Because we know what it's like to be broken by despair. We can speak of the healing hope of Christ's forgiveness. Why? Because we know what it's like to be broken by doubt. We can speak of the healing faith in Christ's promises because we know what it's like to break down doing church itself. A church that is full of programs, a purpose-driven church, a seeker-sensitive church, an organic church, a missional church, a new church development, a simple church. We know what it's like to do church. We can stop doing church and instead do Pentecost. The Church of Jesus Christ is alive and well. In fact, Christianity is the fastest growing religion in the world. But do you know what? It's not growing here in the North or in the West. It is growing in the South and the East. Why the difference? Why is Christianity surging in the South and East, but not in North America or even Europe? Because where the body of Christ is growing, the people aren't trying to do church. Instead, they're trying to do Pentecost. And maybe it's time for us as a church to stop relying on our own powers, our own programs, our own blueprints and boilerplates, and start doing what these early disciples did. Trust the Spirit and do Pentecost. I'm going to contrast some things now. And it's a long list of it, so that's why I'm using the PowerPoint to help us move forward and not just simply only know the first verse and not the rest. The Church of Jesus Christ is alive and well when we aren't trying to do church. When we do church, we're concerned about protection and position in the church. But yet when we do Pentecost, we're concerned about being out there in the world, hid in with Christ in God. When we do church, we're concerned about decency and order. Oh, that sounds like our Presbyterian way, decently and in order. Yet when we do Pentecost, we're concerned about fire and God's glory. When we do church, we want God in a box. When we do Pentecost, we want God to show us the way, a way where we do not know where we're going. When we do church, we wear out our lives maintaining an institution. And yet when we do Pentecost, we set ourselves on fire. We blow up evil, and our lives are spent setting off gospel dynamite of spirit and fire. When we do church, we worry over human dreams, schemes, and appointings. Yet when we do Pentecost, we worry over divine anointings. When we do church, it's all about human functions. Yet when we do Pentecost, it's about divine interventions of God meeting us here and here and here and later still here again. When we do church, we are organizing. When we do Pentecost, we are agonizing. agonizing over a world God loves so much, Jesus came to suffer and die for it. So this is Pentecost Sunday. Let's do Pentecost with our own broken speech, speaking to this broken world, because it's time. It's time the world heard something different in sounds, the sounds of eternal significance. With our broken phrases, with only the way in which we can speak to the hurt and harm we've suffered and how Christ and God's love has healed us. It's Pentecost Sunday. Let's do Pentecost with our broken speech.
Next is the hymn, Breathe on Me, Breath of God. Next is the hymn, We Are the Family of God.
They might be wanted. May we clear our throats to shout good news. May we not shy away from the fire and wind of the Spirit, but rather let it envelop us, hone us for the work of love that God entrusts to us as the body of Christ. My friends, go in peace.